Hi, I'm Cormac.
And I'm Josh.
Welcome to The Living Project.
Be true, live wild.
Hello, and welcome to episode number 26 of The Living Project podcast.
It's a bit of a surprise, this one, eh, Cormac?
Yeah, it is definitely a surprise.
Hi guys, we've made it this far, and this is the first episode we've recorded as a result of the occasional challenges of being podcasters working remotely during a global pandemic. Last week, Cormac and I were fortunate enough to have a really powerful and brave conversation with expedition leader and equine nurse Izzy DeSantis. Sadly, at the time of our conversation, Storm Christopher was raging in County Durham, where Izzy's based. And try as we might, we could not get the weird world web to play ball. So, her conversation about her connection with the wild, the part it has played in her recovery, and the role it plays now in her living a life of fulfillment and value, will have to wait a while.
But it will be worth the wait. It's definitely a gem. So, instead, we thought we'd take this opportunity to tell you a little bit about the rest of our guests coming up in season three. We're really excited about what we've got to offer and share a couple of other bits coming up for us and you not too far away on the horizon. Let's start with our upcoming guests then, Josh.
Absolutely.
All right, I'll go first then. So, next week, we're going to be joined by Claire Osborne. Claire used to be a lawyer. After a personally traumatic period of life, she made some major changes and now works as a blue coach, working with people and the ocean and her powerful philosophy, One Life, One Planet, One You. You can check Claire out ahead of time via Instagram at onelife.oneplanet.oneyou.
Yeah, looking forward to that one. We're also going to be joined by Sarah Lister. Sarah once lived and worked in the Big Smoke, and one day she gave herself permission to change her life, and after a powerful personal journey of exploration, she's now a career coach and podcaster based in the Peak District. Most of her coaching is outside in the wild, and her podcasts are recorded on one of her favourite routes in the hills. Again, you can find out more about Sarah and her work on Insta at about.the.adventure. And our website, www.aboutheadventure.com.
Yeah, and then the week after that, we'll follow up with Jason Le Mazurier. Jason's got a very interesting story. So in 2007, Jason had a near-fatal kitesurfing accident. And there is a 95% mortality rate for the level of brain injury that he sustained but survived. And amazingly, 5 years after leaving hospital, Jason went back and asked the neurologist, who told him he'd never walk again, to sponsor him to do a triathlon. That's pretty cool. And he's since gone on to run the Dublin Marathon. Jason lives in Donegal, Ireland, and he works as a motivational coach, giving hope to individuals and organisations facing seemingly impossible challenges. You can find out and explore a bit more about Jason at his website, which is www.jasonlemazurier, which is spelled LEMASURIER.com.
Really looking forward to that powerful story. Next up is Isra Goodall. At 19, Isra moved to Nepal to work for a grassroots aid organisation. Infused by the beauty of the mountains and the people, she returned to the UK to study women's health and outdoor education. She works as a midwife in Bristol, but that's not the whole story. We know her as a passionate expedition leader, and she's a passionate advocate for and leader of rites of passage programs in nature aimed at women and girls. You can check out her inspirational work at www.isragoodall.com and on Insta at isragoodall.
Great, and our final guest in season three is going to be Ali Hollest. In September 2020, Ali devised and ran his own unique ultramarathon, the Snowdon Six Ways Challenge, where he ran up and down the six main routes of Snowdon back to back. Took him 18 hours, he covered 78 kilometres and did 5,200 metres of elevation. But the really exciting bit is that he managed to raise a mind-blowing £22,415 for Oxfordshire Mind, a local charity, and that means a lot to him. Ali is a passionate guy, and he's passionate about talking about mental health, supporting well-being, mainly through sport and via his excellent podcast, The Evolve Pod. Ali's company is called Evolve Wellbeing Group, and he can be found at www.evolvewellbeinggroup.com.
Yeah, some truly inspiring stories of everyday epic lives and powerful connections of the wild. We are most definitely looking forward to bringing you in the coming weeks. We will, of course, put their Insta handles and websites, etc., in the episode notes. So if you want to explore them more in advance, find out about more about these awesomely, ordinarily inspired people, you can check out the notes and get their details there. We love this journey of creating proper conversational podcasts that share valuable human experience and reinforce the value of and power in our relationship with the wild. Just like time in the wild, things don't always go to plan. Like this week. But as with any wild adventure, it would kind of be boring if it did. So next week, we're looking forward to bringing you our magical chat with Claire Osborne.
Yeah. And speaking of wild adventure, there's a couple of other bits of magic on the horizon too. The first is that we're currently working on taking the Living Project podcast on the road. Yes. Meeting people for real, spending some time in their local wild and recording an episode with them from our wild bus. We don't know when yet, as it obviously needs to be COVID safe, but if you'd be interested in introducing us to your favourite local wild and sharing your story on our podcast, get in touch and we look forward to starting that conversation.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that little adventure. It's nice to have little things that, yeah, they might change because of situations in the world, but nice little things to look forward to. And really looking forward to meeting people in their local wild.
Absolutely. One thing we've learned from all our guests so far is that having something to look forward to in the future is definitely a key part of having good mental health and good well-being.
The second bit of magic on the horizon is our Wild 24s. Cormac and I cannot wait for these powerful, super special, super fun journeys with you. The first one's in April. There's still a couple of spots left on that one, actually. And then there's five more throughout the year. All the details are on our website, www.thelivingproject.life, and we'll slam a link, obviously, in the episode notes too.
Yeah, the Wild 24s are designed for you to get what you want and or need from a powerful connection with the wild, yourself and with others. Throughout the journey, you have the opportunity to reflect, to challenge yourself, to ground yourself and be present, to ignite some dreams, to let go, to refresh and to have fun in the wild. The wild is so good for our well-being. And these 24 hours are a powerful investment in you.
Cormac and I use our experience, passion and commitment to exploration to guide you along a journey through water, reflection, cold water immersion, earth, grounding, sleeping wild and mindful moments. Fire, those fun, brave discussions around the fire, letting go of some old and igniting some new dreams. And air, challenge, being out in the wild and laughing a lot along the way. You'll share it with a small group of others. And you'll leave feeling refreshed, reconnected, and ready for whatever comes next.
Something that's really important to us at The Living Project, and to myself and Josh personally, is accessibility. So we're really committed to making sure that what we're offering at The Wild 24 is open to everybody. So it's payment on a donation basis. We basically love doing them and think they're going to be more valuable than ever coming up to springtime. So we thought we'd try doing business in a way we felt happy with. We're really looking forward to sharing these experiences with you. Please do visit the website, which is www.thelivingproject.life, and get signed up to a date that suits you. And of course, if any event is cancelled due to COVID, you'll be offered a space on another date that suits you, or a full refund, your choice.
So that's kind of it from our surprise episode. Thanks for joining us today. We hope you're looking forward to more stories and wisdom from our upcoming guests. And if you'd like to join us on the podcast and share your journey with the wild, wherever you are in the world, please get in touch. We'd love to hear from you.
And if you feel like a Wild 24 would be just the ticket for you in spring or later in the year, get signed up and we look forward to sharing the wild with you. In the meantime,
be true, live wild.
You've been listening to The Living Project with Josh Bulpin and Cormac Davey.
Enjoyed it? Please subscribe, follow, rate, and share with everyone you know. See you next time.
Be true, live wild.